In many large cities around the world, COVID-19 shutdowns resulted in some drastic reductions of air pollution. But as WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, Memphis scientists did not see a significant correlation here between air quality and fewer cars on the road.
During the height of Shelby County's coronavirus lockdown in late March and into April, it was common for Dr. Chirung Jia to hear,
"Oh, I feel fresh air because I see much fewer cars on the street."
But in reality, Jia, who studies air quality at the University of Memphis, says overall air pollution in the Memphis metro area did not noticeably drop, even as commuting did. His research compared concentration levels for the air pollutants, ground-level ozone, and fine particulate matter during Shelby County's lockdown to those from the past 3 years. It accounted for major variables in determining air quality, such as weather patterns and climate conditions. There's a couple of reasons, Jia says, our air quality remained stable during the pandemic.
Typically, the traffic emissions contribute less than 10% or 15%, depending on the pollutants.
In other words, traffic emissions is just one contributor to Shelby County's air pollution. And while residential travel dipped as much as 60%, highway traffic only fell about 20 to 30%. Commercial vehicles, often some of the dirtiest polluters, were still largely operational. Another explanation is that Memphis's air quality is already relatively clean for a metro area. Its pollution levels meet national standards, which is why smaller improvements in air quality are harder to detect than in, say, mega-polluted cities in China.
Their lockdowns are so significant, so they could cause almost 50%, 40% reduction from the already high pollution levels.
But Michael Vanderberg, a law professor at Vanderbilt University who studies energy and the environment, says your daily commute still matters when it comes to climate change and keeping air clean.
Individual behavior is part of the problem. Corporate behavior is part of the problem. Government is part of the problem. And we shouldn't expect a solution just from people reducing the amount of commuting they're doing.
More electric trucks and delivery vehicles, he says, could have a bigger impact in Memphis, a major transportation hub. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.